Welcome back to Kicking Goals with Georgia Perry. I'm super excited. I've had a 10-week break and I cannot wait to share with you more amazing stories, tell you more about challenges that people have faced and share the advice that they can give to the community. So today, I'm really excited to have my friend, my mentor, Brad Davis with me. Brad, welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back after 10 weeks, Georgia.
Thank you. So I can see lots of things have happened in your life. There's lots of changes. Can you talk us through?
Well, we're currently sitting in our, or using our dining room table as our podcast table in our new house.
Very classy studio. Yeah. I was wearing some slides in the elevator. I was like, not too sure.
You fit in just perfect around here, Georgia.
So Brad, just having a look around, there's some big items of furniture. So how did you go getting that up the lift?
Yeah, look, it was challenging. And I actually, I train, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, usually weights. And I didn't have to train that week because the lift is small, the stairs are challenging, and it was a great workout. It's a really good workout. Take a positive out of moving house. Yeah.
So the new 8-week challenge is actually furniture moving?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Next time it'll just be moving into our new house. Yeah.
So for those that don't know Brad Davis, he is a Perth business coach. He's a Perth business owner and also Entrepreneur of the Year 2018. So Brad, what an epic title that is.
Yeah, it's cool. I could listen to that a couple more times, actually.
All right, Brad, there's one question that I like to ask everyone, and that is, who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Do you know what? I just believe that you can get inspired off everyone, off every single person that you meet. If you're open-minded enough, you could get inspired, even if it's one small thing that they do. They might be really good with their money, or they might be really positive all the time. And I believe that if we're open-minded enough, we could get inspired off anybody. But the big inspirational people currently in my life, my mentor, Jason Urbanowicz, he's on a business level and a personal development and emotional intelligence level. He has just been everything for me. So he has really just heightened and elevated me to the person that I am today. But I mean, like, I've come from a really kind of humble and great upbringing. So my parents are great inspiration as well. I've got a really supportive partner. So Shani, she's really inspirational as well.
Let's give Shani a little shout out.
Hey, Shani.
She's currently hustling hard at work.
She's working hard.
She's bringing in the dollars.
Yeah, someone needs to, hey.
So Brad, what motivates you to get up in the mornings?
Yeah, so my main source of motivation, motivation for me, it's a funny word, hey, because I love what I do so much that I'm just constantly motivated. So, you know, when you need to get up and you're a little bit tired and you need to motivate yourself for the gym, it's not like that for me. I'm really fortunate in the fact that I work with some amazing people and I just get to spend my days with amazing people. Motivation-wise, like, I'm usually pretty good. But my why and why I'm doing this and why I've hustled really hard for the last 4 years is I just want to live life on my terms. I want to live life by design, not by default. So I want to holiday when and where I want to holiday. I want to drive the car I want to drive.
I just want a fist pump, like, yes.
I want to do whatever I want when I want to do it. And that's the way I want to live life. And when I have a family, I want to get them the best schooling and I want to just, you know, provide the best for them. So that's a really powerful why and my motivation.
Yeah, I can definitely feel the passion. And I know that the listeners are going to get a lot out of this podcast. It's going to be talking about all things personal development. So Brad, what books or podcasts are you currently listening to?
Yeah, so the books, actually, The Secret, just in front of you there, Georgia Perry.
Yes.
So The Secret, it's all about like manifesting. What are you manifesting? If you're thinking about the – Georgia's holding it up like we can see it. Thanks for showing us, Georgie. So it's all about what you manifest. And if you're thinking positive thoughts, then there's a good chance that positive things are going to continue happening. And if you're thinking negative thoughts, vice versa. So on this note, I've got a really great story that I've shared in my workshops and stuff before. I've got this knack, right, and I'll pull into a shopping centre, and no matter how busy it is, no matter how busy it is, I will just pull up and I'll be like, nah, there's one car park right at the front just for me. No worries. And 99 times out of 100, I will drive in, someone will reverse out right in front of me and I'll just pull into that car park.
You know what, Brad? After the workshop that you did, Ash and I actually tried it and we're like, okay, we're going to get one right out the front.
Did it work?
And I tell you not, someone reversed out right out front. See, I was like,
works.
Yes.
It works.
And going back to the daily teachings, I actually have this sitting on my bedside table right now. And, it's a book that Ash gave me and I read it once and I've decided to read it again because I truly believe that what you believe is going to happen is your reality. And you put the thoughts out there and things happen.
And the beautiful thing about that is we can control that. There's some things in life that we can't control, but we can control what we think about and what we manifest and what we focus on. And it doesn't cost any money.
That's so true.
You know, it's quite easy to do, and it's a choice. It's a choice we make every day. A couple of other things I'm listening to are Create PT Wealth. Jason Banowicz and Brad Shepherd, my mentors, have got a podcast out, and it's really related to fitness business. So because I specialize in the fitness industry, that's really appealing to me.
Yeah.
But on that note, I probably do more Blinkist these days. So if you're not sure what Blinkist is, if you know audiobooks, like, you know, you put your earphones in, you can listen to a full book. For me, my attention span isn't, you know, massive. So know your strengths and weaknesses. So Blinkist basically breaks it down to the most important bits into like a 10 to 15 minute podcast. So it's a really great kind of audiobook, but it's a real summarized version of whatever book you want to listen to.
Yeah, that's really, really powerful. And yeah, I just wanted to share with the listeners what I do with my podcast is I create a library of about six that I'm really interested in or a topic that I want to learn more about. So at the moment I've got The Kick Pod, The Mental Makeover, Shameless, Seize the Yay, The Healthy Hustlers, and then of course The Health Code. Brad, you spoke about The Health Code as well. You love that one too.
Yeah, Health Code's really cool. It was it's just a fun podcast. It's just like a feel-good podcast. I feel like when I go for my morning walks or whatever and have it in, it's just like I just believe they're such nice down-to-earth people. They've done really well with their lives. They're positive.
And they've started from the bottom as well. Like they have had to hustle to get to where they are now. And I think it's really relatable for people that are our age. So, Brad, we're going to talk about personal development.
Yeah.
Can you explain to our listeners what personal development is and who first introduced you to it?
Oh, good question. So personal development, to summarize it, is being in control of what you do, say, and think, and how to be a better version of yourself than you were the day before. So personal development is just improving yourself on all aspects and everything you possibly can. There's so much that goes into that. Like, you know, at the moment I'm focusing quite a bit on emotional intelligence, in the emotions that I feel and the emotions that others feel around me and the impact that they have. And, you know, that's really quite cool for me to do at the moment and something that my mentor specializes in. So that would be the meaning of personal development to me. My first experience of personal development, oh my God. Do you know what? I actually believe that it comes very naturally to me. Going back as a kid playing sport, I just wanted to be better. Like the game I played the week before, I just wanted to be better.
I feel like you're very open to improvement and look for ways of how you can improve.
Yeah, and even training in the gym, like I just knew that if I was open-minded and talked to people and asked people and studied myself that I would be better, you know, I'd learn and be better. So I actually think that I believe that it actually comes quite naturally to me. My first kind of thought of it was back when I was a kid.
And again, if you're putting those thoughts out there, you're attracting the right people that are going to introduce you to the right courses, the right podcasts, those sort of things. So I guess that's all happened because you believe and you're open-minded to things.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, totally agree with that.
So I attended one of Brad's workshops and I was very gobsmacked by the number that you had invested into personal development. I mean, I think it's fabulous and I think it's great and it's really inspiring. So do you mind sharing with us that amazing number and a few of the things that you have done, like what courses and personal development things?
Yeah, so I mean, the number is over $100,000. So and I'm so thankful that I've had the opportunity to invest that as well. And that's not just yesterday, that's over a long period of time. And the courses that I've heavily invested in are Create PT Wealth and my mentor and my business coach, Jason Banowicz, because he is the best of the best, and he is just amazing at what he does, and has just got so much experience. You know, I didn't care about the price tag. I wanted the best. I want to be the best myself, and I know to be the best, you've got to surround yourself with the right people. The price tag was significant, but I knew that, you know, I didn't want to tell myself that I can't afford that. I wanted to tell myself that I can't afford not to have that. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I need that in my life. So,
and if you kind of view money as energy, you're pouring lots of energy into an area where you want improvement. Yeah. So you're going to get results.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tool, isn't it? So we're using that tool to build what we want. Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. So you've recently started mentoring and business coaching online. So why have you decided to go down this avenue?
I guess I didn't decide. I got given the opportunity. So when I was given the opportunity, I jumped at it, absolutely jumped at it. I have a passion for helping people, and that's why I got started as a personal trainer back at day one. I love helping people, and I love seeing their progress, and I genuinely care. Like, I genuinely care about people, and it comes from my, like, super humble upbringing that I've had with my amazing parents and stuff like that. Like, I genuinely care about people. And so the business coaching stuff, it was a challenge for me. Because as a business coach, like, you know, I've done a lot of work on my business and stuff, but I had no idea that I could help anyone else. Like, I didn't know when I first started. So I was like, this is going to be a great challenge for me. And when you get the opportunity to challenge yourself and push yourself out of that comfort zone, that's when you grow. So it was an opportunity for me to grow, and then an opportunity for me to help other people, which is my two biggest passions in life. So I was like, hell yeah, you know, let win, me win. Have it. So, yeah, win-win, exactly. There's nothing negative to come out of this.
So. Love that. That's awesome. So what does the rest of 2019 look like for Brad Davis?
Yeah, just I'm really enjoying so we're working out at two facilities at the moment. I've got 8 trainers on board over 2 facilities, and it's a really great challenge jumping between those and making sure that the trainers are making sure that they're growing as well as trainers and doing the right things on social media. And it's such a ever-changing industry and a fast industry that you've got to keep up with. So I'm really enjoying that. And that's a process that will take the rest of the year and then some. So I guess that's the first thing that springs to my mind. Second thing, you know, the rest of 2019, I just want to continue enjoying life. I think that I know that I've really improved my ability to enjoy life as well. Like, on weekends, I've got the ability to switch off now where I didn't before. You know, I've got a beautiful partner. I've got a beautiful house that I live in now, and I've got a lot of beautiful people around me. So I'm just loving life, and I'm just really
ready to enjoy it.
Yeah, just enjoy it. And I'm actually able to slow down and enjoy that now. And so, yeah, do you know what? Like, I'm sorry if you were expecting a really kind of motivational answer, but do you know what? The rest of 2019...
No, that's real, and that's exactly how you feel.
Yeah, the rest of 2019, I'm keen to slow down and just look at it and just enjoy it. Hey,
that's awesome, Brad. So Brad has just slipped me a book across the table.
Present. It's a welcome back present,
Georgie.
Oh,
I'm super excited. So it says Unlock Your Success, 90-Day Personal Success Journal. So can you explain to me what this is about? It sounds fabulous.
Yeah, so one of my main things that I am so passionate about is obviously like personal development, but inside personal development there's one really important aspect, and it's called a morning routine, and you've probably heard of this before, but this book is the perfect template at creating the perfect morning routine for yourself. So it's the same on every page, and it's not even about doing every day, it's about doing 4 or 5 days a week and just letting your mind be in a positive state at the start of the day, because as we were talking about with The Secret, like, if you create that positive vibe at the start of the day, there's a good chance that everything positive will just fall into your lap after that. And if something does happen that's not so positive and life does happen, which it does, we're just able to deal with that a lot better, you know?
Yeah, I love it. So I've just opened it up, and so each page is the same, like you've said. So it's got I'm grateful for, and you list in what you're grateful for, today's affirmation, today's focus, top 3 goals, resistance I'm facing, and solutions to overcome. So it really does break it down. I really love that. Is there a way that our listeners can grab their hands on one of these?
Yeah, sure. So it's actually on my Instagram and my Facebook. So Instagram is Brad Davis PT, and my Facebook is Brad Davis Personal Trainer. I just want to throw in there that my beautiful partner actually did the design work. So if you look at them and say, oh, they're pretty, it's got nothing to do with me. That was Shani. Shani, I was more awesome. The content on the inside, but she made it look pretty on the outside.
Well, I'm feeling like next episode we might need to do a couples episode with Shani.
Yeah, see, I'd be keen with that.
Brad, sure. Speaking on behalf of Shani. Yep, she's keen.
I just answered for you.
So, Brad, I think it's perfect time to ask, what are you grateful for in this current moment?
So much. To break it down, if I was just to break it down to three things, I'm grateful to have such beautiful people around me that I just get to enjoy their company every day. I'm beautiful. I'm grateful for this beautiful house that we get to live in now and call home. I just feel so safe and so calm here.
Happy 1 week anniversary.
Yeah,
to your
one
house.
Week today. Yeah, the couch still has tomorrow for their 1 week anniversary. But and the third thing is. Do you know what? I actually think this was the same as last time. I cleaned my car over the weekend and I'm just really enjoying driving that around in a clean car. So I'm super grateful for my car as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And how good does it feel when you clean out your wardrobe, you clean your car, you just, all the fog inside your head is clear.
I actually believe that. Like, I just believe you can think clearer, hey? Yeah.
So true. Yeah. All right. Today I am grateful for the beautiful prac experience that I've been on. So I've been away for 10 weeks teaching a pre-primary class and I've got 2 days to go and then I will officially be a teacher. So I'm super excited for that. I'm also grateful to be back recording episodes for the podcast. I love capturing people's stories and being able to inspire other people to make positive changes in their life. And number three, I'm really grateful for all the amazing people that I have in my life. My partner, Ash, he just, challenges me every day and is there to support me. So really, really grateful for that. And one last thing that I would like to ask you, Brad, what's one goal for the rest of the year? What's something that you have in mind that you'd like to achieve?
One goal for the rest of the year. I've been so much about achieving this and achieving that, and I'm really proud of how far that I've come, but my goal is probably not about achieving anything. It's probably about slowing down and enjoying life and being more mindful. So when I say be more mindful is like actually going for a walk and like looking at the scenery and like seeing what I can smell and what I can see and what I can hear.
And just being really present in the moment.
Just being really present and slowing down, because I can live a really fast-paced life if you know, I allow that with everything that happens at the gyms and with business coaching. So that's my goal for the rest of the year, yeah.
And it's been really great to see your journey progress over the past 4 years. So Brad and I met at Body Appeal down in Mandurah.
We did, yeah.
We did. Brad was the boxing coach and the spin coach. And, look at you now. You've got an amazing team. How many PTs do you have now?
Yeah, we've got 8 PTs. We've got a yoga instructor, a couple of group fitness instructors, and we've got a manager down there as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm. So congratulations on everything that you have achieved and your awesome award last year, Create PT Wealth Entrepreneur of the Year. You were working so hard for that.
Yes.
So keep hustling hard, not too hard. Make sure you slow down and have a fabulous rest of your week. Thank you, Brad, for coming on the podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for having me. Just kidding. We're not going anywhere. We're still here.
You're stuck with us for another 10 minutes.
Yeah, at least. So get comfy. The reason why, we just, played a little joke then is I actually want to take a little bit of control of the podcast and ask Georgia Perry some questions.
We're getting a bit nervy.
So, this podcast and what you've created, I really love your ability to take action. And you had the idea. You shared the idea with me at the start. I was like, oh, my God, Georgia, do it. That's the best thing I've ever heard. So when you came up with that idea, where did the idea come from? And then what's your intentions with the podcast as well?
Yeah, well, I think when the idea came to me, so Owen, a guy from Pure Thunder, actually pitched it to me about doing a podcast. And at the time I was like, never thought about that. But actually this could be a really good vehicle to educate people about a topic and inspire people to make positive changes in their life. And then I really thought about it for about a week and realized that this is such a great opportunity. And, phones are in everyone's hands 24/7. Like, this is accessible. And so then I thought about it and thought, I would love to capture the stories of people that I'm inspired by and share them with the community. Yeah.
So cool and so powerful. And There's a very small percentage of people that get an idea and actually take action on it and make it reality. So credit to yourself for being able to do that and just loving the whole process, by the way. Like,
oh, thanks, Brad.
Never do I see you not wearing a massive smile on your face. So you just love it and you absolutely just give off that positive vibe as well to anyone that surrounds you. Georgia, you've asked me about personal development, so I know that you're massive into personal development as well. What does that mean to you? What does personal development mean to you?
Personal development, to me, gives me a sense of balance. So if I feel like there's an area in my life that I'm, you know, not feeling strong about, or I know that there's an area that I can improve on, I always reflect back and use the things that I've learned throughout courses, workshops. And I guess I'm similar to you in the sense that I am quite open to change and open to other people's perspectives on life, really. And I grew up in quite a religious family, and I've been able to adapt that to my own beliefs. And, you know, I'm not someone that goes to church every Sunday, but if I feel like I need some guidance, or, you know, someone else, one of my friends is going through a tough time, I'll go and pray for them or just listen to the messages of the gospel. And I think just being open to all different things, whether it's a podcast, a book, or someone else's values and beliefs, I think that is the best thing that you can do. And you can adapt that to your own. And once you create your own values and beliefs, you can use that in any environment that you go into.
Yeah, so good. So good. So powerful, Georgie. Your main source of personal development, so you've listed a few there. What's your main kind of favourite one, or the one you've got the most out of?
I think going to the PX2 course when I was in year 11, I wasn't very academic at school. I created a sense of purpose and understanding about who I was as a person, and then I could implement things to work on areas that needed improving, like academic areas. And I actually ended up getting a result that I never thought that I could get. And I think from there I realized that once you put effort and energy into something, results will come.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've just used that throughout life so far. And I think podcasts for me, I see the value in, and I love listening to podcasts, whether I'm on a power walk or driving in the car. I just think that there's limited time. And if you can find little pockets in your life to add positive messages or be educated on a topic, I just think that's so, so powerful and so, so valuable.
Yeah, I love it. Something you said before, effort and energy. If you can invest effort and energy into something, that you'll get better. One of your absolute key values and something you're so strong at is consistency. And I've watched you through your footy career, and I've watched you through your studies, and I've watched you through everything that you've done since we've met 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you've excelled at every single one of them because you're consistent. And consistency, I believe, is because we're talking about personal development. If you know, if there's something that they take away from this, it's consistency, because you've proved that being consistent is just such a valuable asset to have.
And I think that's so true and so right, that, you know, you can't have too many pans simmering at once. You have to, sometimes you've got to make sacrifices. And for me, that was giving up footy, something that I absolutely loved, but I knew for me the timing was right. And I needed to purely dedicate 10 weeks to finishing my degree off right. And then, yeah, I'm now at the other end. And I believe that I've put all of my energy into it. And I know that I'm going to get a great career at the end of it. So sometimes you've got to make hard choices. And the hardest thing can be change. But after you accept the change and you see the opportunities that you can move on to, I think that it's really valuable.
Yeah, so powerful. Georgie, someone needs to do a podcast on you. It's solely on you. Super powerful. Last question. Your favourite thing that you've done for yourself in terms of personal development that you want to let the viewers and the listeners hear about to kind of inspire them to continue doing what they're doing?
Yeah.
So one kind of message or one thing that you've taken away.
I think it's similar to you. I love routine. And I think having a strong morning routine, like you said, doing your daily gratitudes, doing your affirmations, and doing something for yourself is super important. You've got to fill your own cup up before you can start filling other people's up. Brad is fist pumping the air.
Fist pump, right? Yeah. I love that fill your cup up analogy. It's so good. Yeah.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, because this is my podcast, I think we're done now. So from podcast BDPT, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Anytime.
See you guys.